Good morning. This is KFFR Winter Park Community Radio for the Fraser Valley and the headwaters of the Colorado River. 33 minutes after 10 o'clock, we're going to talk to a very innovative local. Her name is Carrie Ann Mathis, and she's a high school teacher at Middle Park High School. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I just saw you on the cover of Sky High News.
I know. I was driving down Main Street yesterday, and I just happened to see it, and I was like, oh, there's my big face on the front page.
Well, you're a star now, and just another example of a local with some knowledge and some ideas that's responding to a really big pandemic in any way we can. And tell us about the genesis of your project, if you would, please.
Well, I think it starts back with the students. One of the assignments that we have during the year is they have to pick a teacher. They have to interview the teacher, find a problem that the teacher has, and then they have to design a product that solves the problem. So we're constantly doing this in class. And then, you know, we had these 3D printers. The school was shut down. Frank Reeves, our superintendent, he kind of reached out to us, you know, stand by, we're gonna have a plan, and just a bunch of emails coming back and forth between different people in the community. And you know, I was like, well, let's do something locally. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are maybe 3D printing and they're shipping out their stuff, and I wanted to focus on how can we help our local community members. And so again, back and forth between grant innovators, superintendent, and some medical personnel were like, okay, this is kind of going to be a need, because this is what's going to go first. The masks are going to go first. So I reached out to Missy Quinn at the middle school, and everybody was on the idea of it. And so we did some research on some files from some 3D files, and Billings Clinic out of Montana had already designed a mask. They were prototyping it. They had fit tests. They had decontamination practices, how to fit it. Like, you can custom mold the 3D face masks. And so we picked this one to use. And then I sent an email out to everybody in the district, kind of like, hey, here's what we're doing. And immediately everybody was like, how can I help? People donated supplies from Ace. Ace donated filters for us to deconstruct. Dollar General donated some shoelaces. City Market donated filters. Two Pines Supply is helping us get toggles. So it's really become this community effort.
What about the actual, I guess it's a plastic or a polymer of some kind that you use to print with? Where are you getting that?
So we are actually using our school supplies right now. We reached out to Loltbots. They're the 3D printer manufacturers. They mailed us 3 reels of filament. It's PLA filament, which is kind of corn-based, so it doesn't have the strong chemicals in it, so we can run the 3D printers in our house without an extensive ventilation system. So it's environmentally friendly, too.
And if you get stuck, you can eat it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess worst-case scenario is like all the grocery stores run out of food. Maybe a good compost.
Hey, corn is America's favorite food, Carrie Ann. Talking to Carrie Ann Mathis, a local high school teacher who is printing 3D masks with the help of and cooperation of students and other people in the schools and the community. Talk about the actual masks. These seem to be up a notch from perhaps the mask I can make myself from my bandana.
They are. So they're hard plastic, and so they're completely, the plastic is sealed. There is a front mouthpiece that has kind of looks like a plus sign pattern. That pops out, and then these MERV 13 filters that we're using, about 2.5-inch squares, they fit in the centerpiece of the mask, and then we're using window seal, like weather stripping, and we're using that as the gasket. You can also put the mask in hot water, like the ends of it, and mold it to your face. So if somebody has different cheekbones or a different type of chin, they can mold it. And then it's got a really good seal on it. We're using the shoestrings for the straps, because if they break, then somebody at home is, you know, they have hopefully have shoestrings, and they can replace the strap. So we're trying to do it as minimal repair as possible, but they're pretty solid one piece with just the kind of the pop-out filter in the middle.
Talking to Carrie Ann Mathis. Carrie Ann, how comfortable is this puppy? Because I really can't stand having anything on my face. I'm amazed by first responders and nurses and doctors that can wear this kind of gear. How comfy is your mask?
I like mine. I know that there's some people like you that still have problems with it, but it's not like the cloth mask. So the cloth masks are touching your skin. They're all over your face. Your lips are probably touching the material. The mask sticks out about an inch or so away from your face. So the only thing that's really touching your face on this part is the gasket that goes around your chin, your cheeks, and your nose. It's definitely have, you know, something to get used to. But with the filters that we use, it's got a good flow rate. So it keeps a lot of the particles from coming in the mask, but it also gives you that chance to breathe.
Carrie Ann, what have you learned about 3D printing and through this process of creating masks? Have you learned anything new about printing? Because I know you were already doing this kind of work, but is there anything new that has developed as a result of your creating these masks?
I think just kind of working with the 3D printers itself. We've been waiting on parts for a couple months to come in, so now I've got those in the shop and just learning how the actual 3D printers work. I've been having students as my teaching assistants during the class. You know, they go in there, they help the kids, they hit print, and so now I'm really having to do a lot of research on, okay, if this print is messing up, you know, change the Z axis on the base plate when it starts. So I'm definitely getting technically better with how the 3D printers work.
Hey, that's neat. Talk a little bit about the potential of 3D printing. I've found it fascinating that it really is a game changer in a lot of ways. They're going to be using these things in outer space and building bridges. And what do you see as the potential for 3D printing?
I mean, we're already seeing it right now with the Billings Clinic being able to design and make these masks. I was talking to somebody in the county, and they're being charged $5 for one N95 mask. It takes me with the filament. It's about $1 a mask. So it definitely brings the economic value into the local community, to the consumer. People are already starting to design products, and they're mass printing them. There's door handle pieces that you can put on the door handle so you can use your arm to grab it instead. I'm getting sent links of straps that people are creating and putting on the elastic, on the masks, the surgical masks, so the ears don't. So I really like that people are solving problems and they can do it locally without having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars doing prototypes in a regular factory. So it's just, kids can create it. And I mean, even in the classroom, we can print it. So it's really nice.
That's exciting. Carrie Ann Mathis, I'm wondering, like when color printers first came out, especially the large scale ones, they're very temperamental and expensive to operate. It sounds like the prices are coming down, at least for creating product. What have you found in terms of the evolution of the technology?
When I first came to the school there, I think they had every range of 3D printer from started out with, it looked like one of the old original 3D printers where, you know, it was like a 4x6 inch base plate. And then, you know, and then the next one was probably 6x6. And so just seeing them get bigger over the years and going through the closet at the high school, it's the bigger ideas. You know, we're going from, okay, I can print this gasket for X, Y, and Z to now I can print, you know, medical masks for the community.
How fast can you print them?
It takes about 3 to 4 hours per mask. And I have, my printers are at an undisclosed location right now.
Of course.
They're not in my house. My house is too tiny. And so I actually, the family that I have them at, they're a student at my house or at my, in my classroom. And so I can just go over there from my house and they're running them. The parents are helping, the kids are helping. So I've got two printers going. Every 3 hours, 4 hours, they go pop off the mask and then they reprint me another one. And then in the morning, so after this call, I'll go head over there and start to put them together and get ready for delivery.
Talking to Carrie Ann Mathis, Middle Park High School teacher. Carrie Ann, how has your teaching methods changed here at the end of the school year? Are you doing online stuff or what's going on there?
Yes, we are definitely doing online. I think it's difficult because, you know, it was the end of the year. A lot of our budget was spent. And so right now, a lot of the teachers were having to find free online curriculum and adjust to that. You know, some of it may look different in the classroom. And I called every student yesterday, talked to some parents, talked to some kids. And there's definitely the frustration with this isn't what it looked like in the classroom or we're not doing this anymore. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, we're having to do online. In the classroom, we were programming robots, and now we're learning, you know, we're kind of focusing on the careers as part of the career in technology or technical education. So it's definitely shifted. The teachers are doing the best they can. The students are trying to adapt they can. And I think it'll definitely change the way that we do school in the future, even when we get back in the classroom. I think these kids are going to become more independent. They're going to be more reliable on themselves. They're going to be able to problem solve because they're going to, I mean, they're having to do it right now.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if maybe students are kind of excited about participating in school activities right now because they're stuck at home.
I think, you know, the kids that maybe dreaded that, yes, or the, you know, yes, it's 4:15 on Thursday are probably thinking that, you know, man, I wish this was school. I know the teachers are feeling it too.
Well, the social activities are such a big part of high school.
It is. It is. And, you know, getting these kids involved, and I've been going around and driving in the community, and I have our prototypes, which are, they maybe not cosmetically look the best, you know, and I don't want to deliver those to the medical professionals. So I'm giving our B prototypes. You know, I drove through Debbie's Diner the other day and I saw one of my students and I popped out a mask and I'm like, hey, here's one of the masks. So every time I see students or staff from the school district, I have masks in my car and I just try to pass them out and just seeing their faces and, you know, and the kids that were in my 3D class before, like, you know, they're seeing this. And so it's really great to be able to see them, see what we were doing in class and like apply it to the real world.
I don't know how many people tell you this, Carrie Ann, but I got to say it on the radio right now. You are so cool.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. Is there anything else you want to add?
I do. So we are using the Grand Lake Testing Center as the distribution center for the masks. So as I print them, as we get them together, we are taking them to the community center in Grand Lake. Medical personnel, if they want to pick them up or if they have a set, they can either contact the testing center or they can email me at Carrie Ann, CarrieAnn.Mathis, MATHIS, at EGSD.org. If they want to set up a time or they have a specific number, it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm picking up for the sheriff's department. If, you know, a sheriff wants to come by and pick up a mask, he can do that. If a nurse wants to come by and pick up a mask, they can do that. It's no charge. It's all volunteers and donations to the community.
Okay, last question. Now, I've pulled out two songs that have the word mask in them. So I want you to pick a number between 1 and 2.
2.
All right. This song is by Frank Sullivan, and it's from an album called Family, Friends, and Heroes, and it's called Mask, Snorkel, and Fins. Thanks a lot, Carrie.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.